616, the 1967 snowstorm was the only time in 12 years of Catholic school in Chicago that I got to have a snow day. Kind of speaking to your experience there, Mary, you didn't get them all that much, right? They sort of said, hey, you just got to be in school.
Oh, yeah. They were pretty strict about it, too.
Yeah. We had to still go home for lunch and walk.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah, every day.
They didn't even cut you slack for lunch?
I don't think so, that I remember. And we only had 40 minutes walk all the way back, and it was almost like 6-7 blocks. We had to get back.
Right, uphill much, both ways, you can tell yeah. your kids. See, this is the stuff that you can do, right?
They don't believe us.
No, they don't believe anything. It's just, I just want the kids to have a snow day. And then we're going to read some more of your snow texts. They're great snow day texts coming up here on the show. But right now I want to talk to Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer for Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Dr. Copen, it's good to talk to you again. It's been since last year since we spoke. How are you?
I'm good, Anna. And thank you for bringing up my my remembrances of 1967. I had a whole week of snow days. That was fantastic. I think I was in, second grade, third grade then. That was a wonderful week.
Do you remember? See, it's funny. It's that those are great memories. They're awesome memories for me too, doctor. And I just was saying that it's with e-learning now and remote learning, not all the kids are getting a snow day, even if they are in person. They say, no, you got to be online instead. So it's a different world right now, Dr. Jeff.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, I want to get to some of the medical headlines here, and one of them here, and if you please settle this for us, because we get listeners who text us about this. We've had a lot of questions about this. I've heard conflicting advice about this. The double mask, I've seen Joe Biden, President Biden wear them. I've seen a lot of public leaders, people who are in leadership positions wear them, and I just wonder, is a double mask a good idea? Is that something we should think about doing?
There's nothing wrong with a double mask, but it's not necessary. As long as when we're out and we're wearing a high-quality mask, we're going to be fine. It doesn't have to be double mask. There's some theoretical advantages that people have talked about with double masking, but I don't want our listeners to make themselves crazy worrying about double masks. Wear a single mask. That's really what we need from you. If you do that, you know, we're going to be in much better shape than if we're not wearing masks at all. So single high-quality mask, we're going to be fine.
Mask and face shield, good idea, bad idea?
If people want to wear a face shield, that's fine. It's not as critical as wearing a mask. You know, there's concern that mucous membranes like our eyes can get infected with the virus, but it turns out we now have enough experience with this virus. I don't think that face shields are all as necessary as wearing a mask.
Okay, that helps out a little bit because I think some people have asked, and that answers the question, Doc. Let me get to the biggest new news about the COVID-19 and the UK strain and the other new variants are making big headlines right now. We just heard 8 more confirmed cases of that UK strain in our area, bringing the total to 9. And just kind of what we should know as you're learning more in the medical community about these new strains. What can you tell us?
Hey, well, the first thing, Ann, is let's not panic. Viruses mutate. All viruses mutate. We know that. So we're not surprised. This virus, the COVID virus, has been mutating from the beginning. The issue with the UK virus is that it seems to be more infectious than the one that's been the predominant variety in the United States and other places. But even having said that, let's not panic. The same measures that we've been taking, the masking, the physical distancing, that's going to protect us from this thing. And the good news is that we know that the vaccines that we've already been giving, the Moderna and the Pfizer, is effective against the UK variant. So that's been shown in the laboratory, and I think it's going to be proven out also in the real experience in those individuals who received the vaccine. So we're going to get through this. Nobody panic. Don't be surprised if we hear about other mutations. I heard about something from California recently. That's just how viruses behave. And let's not feel like we're even in a worse science fiction novel than we've been in already. This is what happens. We're going to get through this, too.
Well, and the good news there is we've got the lowest case numbers we've seen here in Illinois since the beginning of the pandemic. So it's trending in the right direction, at least right now, and folks keep being mindful of everything as this vaccine rolls out. Hopefully we stay low and continue getting lower. I've heard, though, that there's the UK variant that you've mentioned. There is that California sort of variant, a Brazilian one and a South African one. Is this, again, just what we're going to continue to hear, new variants being discovered and things that are popping up all the time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, look, I wish we were talking about vacations that we recently took, right? Brazil, South Africa, right? I mean, California. You know, this is, again, this is what happens with viruses. This is what they do. The South African virus, there's some concern about the effectiveness of our vaccines, but it seems that our vaccines are going to be okay against that one too. I read today that Moderna is already looking at the possibility of a booster shot if necessary for the South African variant. But the initial laboratory work seems to tell us that the vaccines that we're getting should be effective against the South African variant as well.
Okay. You mentioned travel and taking a trip. Is there anything on your list? We're going to read the TripAdvisor list coming up here on the show, most popular travel destinations, where people are dreaming of going when things settle down a little bit. Anything on your list, Doctor? I know you're working awfully hard during all this. You deserve a vacation.
my son is engaged to a wonderful woman from South Africa, and we're planning a wedding for December of this year, December of 2021, in South Africa, and I fully expect to be able to travel there for my son's wedding.
Oh, I hope so. What a beautiful thing. That's something to circle on the calendar and hope for to happen soon, right? It's one of those things you can't miss. You can't miss. But what an interesting thing here. I want to ask you, too, because the vaccine rollout is generating a lot of questions from our listeners, too. We're in phase 1B now. That is now live. So it's people over 65, essential workers, people like that. But I heard Dr. Arwady say, just for the city alone, they have 34,000 doses this week. And yet, 363,000 people over 65 in the city, 350,000 estimated essential workers, lots of people who qualify, a lot of demand, but not the supply just yet. Can you speak to that a little bit, Dr. Copin?
Yeah, and that's for the city. And Governor Pritzker yesterday, I think, said there were 3.5 million people in the state that would qualify in 1B. So that's a lot. We need the vaccine. So the manufacturers tell us that they're working as fast as they can, Pfizer and Moderna, to get the vaccine out. I heard today that there's an increase in the number of vaccines that's coming out of the federal government federal government, we know, takes possession of the virus, of the vaccine from Pfizer and from Moderna. We should be getting more vaccine. So, I mean, it's slower than any of us would like. You know, I would tell you, within our Northwestern medicine world, we've gotten very efficient at giving vaccine. You know, the issue is the supply of vaccine. But as soon as we get it, we're going to be able to give it. So I think we'll see an improvement based on what I'm hearing over the next couple of weeks in the supply. We're getting close now to 25 million people in the United States having gotten at least the first dose. So I think that's a pretty good beginning.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see that the pace will pick up, and we'll get to where we need to be. Everyone just needs to remain patient. We're going to get to everybody.
Yeah, I agree. It's people are calling it the vaccine lottery. I think that's not a good way to present it. It's just right now you may not get it, but you're getting in line and you will be all but guaranteed of getting it at some point in the near, not too distant future. I did read about, in the Tribune, they have an article about how adult children were staying up all hours of the night trying to get on the Walgreens or the Jewel Osco, trying to get one of those slots for their elderly parents who may not be that tech savvy. They're trying to grab those spots because it navigating this is not always that easy, because we're just setting the system up. As you hear that, right, it will be more widely available in places like Walmart, Jewel Osco, and Walgreens soon.
Yeah. I'm hoping that our elderly patients who have their own physicians' relationships with our health systems, our federally qualified health centers, will be able to get their vaccines relatively quickly through those facilities. We started, like most of the health systems do, with our oldest patients. You know, we know that the risk for somebody who contracts COVID at the older age to actually go on and die is hundreds of times higher than somebody who's younger. So it's critically important we get to those folks first, and that's what we're doing. And so nobody should feel like it's a lottery or things are just being done haphazardly. There's significant thought that's gone on behind the scenes in the way that we're pacing the phasing of the vaccines. Let's get all the older people vaccinated. Yeah. Yesterday, up here in Lake Forest, we did about 180 people, and I think the average age yesterday was 87. So, you know, God bless them. They came in. We were able to get them vaccinated, and we're going to continue. We're going to do thousands and thousands more. We'll get to everybody.
We'll get there, and I said it before. I'll say it again. If there's an elderly person in your neighborhood, a neighbor, a family member, maybe offer to help them out, too, because I think there's a sense of anxiety around this, wanting to get it, thinking that they're not going to or feeling as if they don't know how or they're not right on the list. If you're not all that tech savvy, right now the way to get spots other than through your healthcare provider is trying to grab some of these online positions, and I think that there's some, you know, they could use some help around there.
I was just going to say, Anna, that we, you know, the health systems, the county health departments, the city health department, we're all reaching out to at-risk people. We know where we need to reach out, people who might not have access to computers, might not be computer savvy, might not have that 54-year-old child that can spend hours on the Walgreens website. So we're all trying the best we can to help the entire community and make sure the appropriate people get vaccinated as quickly as possible.
Yeah, I know you are. Anything we should know, doctor, about before or after the vaccine shot? That's another area where we get a lot of questions. Is there anything to know about that?
Well, there's really nothing to do before the vaccine. When you come in and you get it, it's like any other vaccine. It does not hurt, I have to say. It's a little tiny needle, so don't worry about that. I know everybody's phobic about needles. It's just, it doesn't hurt. We ask everybody to hang out for about 15 minutes afterwards just to make sure that there isn't any reaction. And this is something good. I like to stress this. If we think about the 25 million people who have gotten at least one dose in the United States, there's just been, I think, 60 severe allergic reactions. That's it, 60 in 25 million. So I know people are worried about those kinds of things, but it's a very safe vaccine. We're seeing very, very rare reactions to the vaccine. So, you know, we watch people for about 15 minutes, and then they go home. The most common side effect is some discomfort at the injection site, and that's to be expected. That means that your immune system is working. And then some people, and it could be 30%, 40%, particularly in younger people, after the second dose, might have a low-grade fever. They might feel flu-y. That does not mean that you have the flu. This is actually a good sign. It means that your immune system is reacting to the vaccine, and you're making antibodies, which is precisely what we want to happen. So, you know, we see that, you know, take a couple of Tylenol, it takes about 24 hours, and then people are fine.
Okay, that's reassuring, to say the least. Before I let you go, Dr. Copen, and appreciate the time, 815 says, could you ask Dr. Copen, please clarify high-quality mask you mentioned before, just use a high-quality mask. What do you mean by that?
So if you can get, if you like the kind of procedure mask that you'll see us use in the hospital, if our, like when our patients come, those are good. At least two layers of material. And then usually there's some form of a plastic on the inside. So, that's what constitutes a high quality mask. And, you can easily buy these. You know, online, you can go into any of the Walgreens, CVS places like that. They'll have the high quality masks. The one thing you should be careful about, though, is like if you just use a piece of cloth that you made at home, we actually can do better than that. So try to get a real procedure mask, and these are widely available pretty much at any store now.
Yeah, they weren't initially, but you're right. Now you can find them. They are in, you have supplies just about everywhere you go, as you pointed out. Thank you, doctor. Any plans for your snow day, or are you going to be too busy working? Are you going to get out and enjoy it at all?
No, I'm seeing patients this afternoon, and the patients are coming in. Like I was talking to your producer, those of us that are from Chicago, come on, this was like, it's beautiful outside. There's nothing wrong with this snowstorm.
It's normal, right?
Everything's working. Get out. It's a beautiful day to take a walk.
Spoken like a doctor. Thank you, Dr. Jeffrey Copen. Good talking to you.
All right, have a good afternoon, Nina. Bye-bye.